You're listening to the What's Up ABQ podcast, and this week it's a show for locals only, so we'll need to see your ID. Albuquerque, yeah, you're good. Yeah, Santa Fe, yeah, come on through. Estancia, yeah, come on. Bernalillo, you're good. TRC, Silver City, Carlsbad, yeah, yeah, yeah. Taos, Arroyo Seco, yeah, come on through. Chimayo, you're good. Wait, hold on a second, man. This says Abilene, and yours says Dallas. Sorry, man. Come back next week. Locals only, all right? Yeah, Ryan and Lindsay give you the lowdown on breakfast, Benny's, bars, and burke.
Burke? Burke.
Burke.
Yeah, I can't even. My tongue doesn't do that anymore.
Huh.
Yeah, if you can't say it, sorry. We're not letting you into this week's episode because it's What's Up ABQ.
What's up, Albuquerque? This is Lindsay.
And this is Ryan.
And this is season two of What's Up ABQ.
What's up, Albuquerque? This is Ryan.
And this is Lindsay, and welcome to another episode of What's Up ABQ. Today, we have a special all about Albuquerque episode.
Yeah, we were thinking, you know, for a lot of people in Albuquerque, they're transplants. They move here from somewhere else. And sometimes, you know, when you first move to Albuquerque, it's, what the heck is going on here? What is all this? It's so different. I mean, I don't know. I can remember the first time that we flew in, and we were flown in at night. And because, like, we were worried, my dad was worried that, we'd see all the brown when you fly in compared to, like, Oregon or whatever.
Right. So we ourselves are transplants from Oregon. I think we've mentioned this, I know, on the podcast several times. So we are not originally from Albuquerque. However, we have both been here. I've been here about 20 years now. And Ryan, you've been here on and off for about 10 to 15. So,
yeah.
So yeah, so we are New Mexicans now. We have come to the chilly side and
New Mexicans.
Yeah, not New Mexicans. Mm-hmm. New Mexicans. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like there's some stuff that we should share with all of those who are maybe new to Albuquerque, or you're just looking for a different perspective, or maybe there's just some places you want to try. And again, these are all our personal opinions. They are by no means exhaustive. They are by no means the be all end all of everything Albuquerque. This is just our opinion. But I think we have some pretty good places to talk about.
So. I hope so.
Yeah. So I was looking at a website and it was talking about the things, like the five best things that make a good city. And number one, I'm going to let you go ahead and guess. Do you know what number one is?
I don't know. The quality of cheese?
If you're in Wisconsin, yes. No. It's food. One of the first ones they were talking about. Right. Yeah. So they're talking about food. Food is one of the things that makes a good city great. Mm-hmm. I think that we are pretty on par with great food.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of really good restaurants. And I'm not just talking New Mexican food either. That's one thing that, yeah, we have a lot of great New Mexican, but we have like a lot of great other things too. So I think we are going to share with you probably maybe three of our favorite restaurants each, just to kind of get it out there. And then why? Because I know that if you are a New Mexican transplant, you are probably inundated with New Mexican food suggestions.
Yeah. And like, you know, you come and you do the tourist thing and you go to, you know, different New Mexican restaurants. Fine. Great. Cool. But there's so many other places too.
So once you've done the chili circuit in New Mexico, you can start expanding onto other places and other things. Once you've had your fill of sopapillas and enchiladas, which I don't necessarily know that you're ever going to have enough.
I was going to say, can one really have enough?
Probably not, but like if you want to take a quick break and go to something else for a minute, like we're going to give you some suggestions. Okay. And some of these, I'm sure you've heard of some of them, maybe not, who knows. But again, this is just our opinions. So Ryan, what is your like maybe top three restaurants that you go to when you're like, okay, I've had enough green chili, it's time for something different?
Okay, let me think. I don't think I've ever talked about this on the show, but I have an undying love for Eggs Benedict or Benny's. Mm-hmm. I love a good Eggs Benedict. And in town, there are some darn good Eggs Benny.
You and I have that in common, and it's probably because we're related, maybe. But yeah, I think Eggs Benedict is like one of those things, like if you have it well done, then you're like, you don't need anything else.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember, what's that place? It's off Central. It's where like there's that weird triangle, and it's kind of like tucked over by the sign shop. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the shop or like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the shop?
The shop.
Yeah, the shop.
The shop.
The shop. Yeah, that shop.
So the shop, you had mentioned the shop was like a good spot. Tell us a little bit about the shop. Where is it? What can you get there?
Okay, so it's off Central and what is it, like
Carlisle?
Yeah, and it's in this weird kind of triangle-y sort of.
Not Carlisle.
No.
Sorry, so sorry. There's a Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's by the one Taco Bell in Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah, that helps. Yeah. No. It's across from the old Manny's restaurant building.
Yeah.
It just out like past Knob Hill. There's like the little tiny triangle police substation, and it's behind that.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird to get to, but it's delicious. Like
you can Google it.
You can look it up on the internet.
Yes, on the information highway.
Yeah. The World Wide Web, if you will.
If you will. Yeah, the shop is incredible. I've had breakfast there. I think the first time I ate the shop was like, you brought me leftovers.
Really?
Because I was working at Napoli and you came over and you're like, I have leftovers. Are you hungry? And I was like, yeah. And so I had some like leftovers and it was like, whoa, where did you get this?
You told me to go there.
Yeah, I'd never been though.
Oh, you just told me to go to a random place you hadn't been before?
Yeah, I like to shake shit up.
Oh, so you just sent me in like first to like check it out? Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah, you're my guinea pig. When I'm not sure, I send you.
Oh, thanks.
So yeah, the shop is excellent. I've been there since. Great coffee, great food.
Coffee was really good.
Yeah.
Hot. And when I was sitting in there, they had like a bunch of like 80s movies playing on TV. Mm-hmm. They had like, it was like a marathon. I was like, I could do this all day.
Yeah, and it's a good spot. It's local. It's a great spot to go eat. It's low key, which I like.
Yeah.
It's not so pretentious or too much, or like you don't feel like you have to go in and have like, you know, your shit together or like be fully dressed. I mean, I hate to say that, but yoga pants totally acceptable. Yeah, it's cool.
You know, and also a shout out to what is it? A Good Sign next door?
No, they're downtown.
What is there's a sign shop next door.
I don't know.
Okay, I got a flat tire in my Mustang there once, and the guys, like, I was like, hey, does anybody have, like a jack or anything that can help me out? Because I was missing mine. They rolled out a pneumatic jack and like, helped me change my tire.
That's awesome.
Like, that's Albuquerque right there.
There you go. Yeah, get some breakfast, get a jack for your tire.
Right.
No problem.
No problem.
Yeah, no, it's a good spot. And I like that it's, you know, like for people that have kids, it's very kid friendly.
Yeah, and it's really, there's tons of things to look at. And
right. It's fun for them. It's eclectic. It's not going to be one of those places where you're like, be quiet. Don't touch anything. Don't mess anything up. It's kid friendly.
It's like, not Denny's, okay?
Yeah, no. You can go bring your kids and still have good food. It's true. It can happen here in Albuquerque. So yeah, the shop, definitely a good spot.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, which is a little further down the road for breakfast, mm-hmm. since we're talking breakfast, mm-hmm. is Tia B's La Wafleria.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's, Tia B's is incredible.
It's kind of tucked out of the way, too.
It's on Campus Boulevard off of Central in Carlisle. It is tucked out of the way. They have a great patio for summertime. Inside, it's a little packed. I don't know what their COVID situation is right now, yeah. but they have a huge patio and it's well worth it. And even if COVID wasn't happening, I would prefer the patio. So
it's nice out, you know, and like, I mean, as long as it's not hailing like it was here, but besides that, it's nice out.
Yeah. And they have shade. They have like the shade sails and awnings yeah. above. So yeah. So you get shade. You're not going to
morning anyway. So.
Right. And there's a patio in the back. Again, kid friendly, totally fun place for kids to go hang out, have some waffles. The thing that's great about their waffles is that they have sweet and savory.
Yeah.
So if you have a sweet tooth, there's definitely waffles for that. I think the one that I get when I want a sweet tooth is the coconut. It's like a coconut. It's like a Indian coconut cream with mango, something like that. And then there's also one called the, I think it's called the Zia waffle.
Yeah.
And it has like red chili and chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have one with like chorizo or something?
Yeah. And then they have savory. Like you can get an Eggs Benny waffle. Yeah.
And I think that's what I got.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
It was delicious. And their coffee is solid. It's good stuff. You can get a great flavored latte. I always get the lavender latte just because that's my thing.
Oh my gosh. Wherever she goes, literally, it's like, what does they have with lavender in it?
Shut up.
That's what she sounds like.
That's what I sound like, yeah. So Tia B's La Wafleria, it's a good neighborhood spot. Great for kids, great outside, really good, solid spot to eat. Be prepared to wait a little on the weekends.
Yeah.
Totally worth the wait, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can kind of wander around Knob Hill and then come back if you don't feel like sitting there and waiting. So good spot. They also have a back patio, which is cool, and they have a little play kitchen for kids to play at. Great spot. I love Tia B's. So that is definitely my breakfast shout for sure. That is the spot that I default to when I'm not sure where I want to go. I'm never disappointed when I end up there. It's great.
You know, I was going to say again, it's on Central and they have excellent Eggs Benedict. It's like the Eggs Benedict episode. Sorry. Is standard.
Standard diner, yeah. That's another one. And that was actually going to be my second one, but we'll share that one. Second choice. No, standard diner is a solid Albuquerque food staple. Yep. They're consistent. Everything they make is good. It's in-house. It's from scratch. It's solid comfort food for everybody.
And the way the people working there are always nice. Like, I've never had a bad experience.
You know, and that's true. And the one thing I have to commend them on, because not every restaurant can do this, but they transition well from the breakfast crowd to like dinner and fine dining. They do it really well. They have an amazing dessert selection in the case in front. So I'm all about that.
I know. I see your eyes whenever we walk in and they kind of like,
you have to walk past it to get where you're seated. So it's a guarantee that like dessert is happening. Yeah. They have cocktails. They have mixed drinks. They have local beer and wine. They have options. If I'm eating dinner there, I will almost always get the mac and cheese because it's made from scratch in-house.
With the pork on it?
No. I get salmon.
Okay.
Right. I get mac and cheese with salmon and green chili. It's incredible. Yeah. It is so good. And they also have a really killer meatloaf. Like, and I'm not even, I used to not be a meatloaf person.
Sure.
But they make an incredible meatloaf. Well,
you know, I heard, I think it was our dad said once, the sign of a really good restaurant is their meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've somehow like adopted that philosophy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I tried the meatloaf once and I was like, I don't even like meatloaf and this is delicious.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the solid diner feel. You can go
hang out. It's Route 66, but it's not like, I don't say touristy, you know what I mean?
It's classic and classy.
Yeah.
Route 66, it's not overdone kitsch. Like it's not for tourists. I mean, tourists could obviously enjoy it and it's great, but it's definitely a place where locals will eat too. Yeah. And I think that says a lot, especially when on Route 66, you have to kind of be wary about certain touristy things. You're like, this could be really good or it could just be, you know.
Because you're on Route 66 doesn't mean that, you know, there's a difference between places I think that have been there for like time out of mind.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, as they say in the Midwest, it's Johnny come lately.
Yeah, right. I know. So I think that they're a really good solid spot. And again, they can make that transition from like breakfast to dinner and it's seamless and they do well at both. So I highly recommend that.
And it's right around the corner from Ito's Barbershop.
Yeah, you can go get a haircut, visit Joe, and then go get your brunch on.
That's true.
If you need to.
Shave and a haircut.
So that would be, I think, number two. Number three spot for me, and this is, I don't really think that they count as like a breakfast spot, but they do have like pastries and stuff. So I'm definitely okay with that. Mm-hmm. Although I was there today and they have a little more on the menu than they used to. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Is Blackbird Coffee House.
Yeah.
That is my secret spot. it's in Old Town, but it's, I don't know how to explain this. It's in Old Town, but on the very fringe of Old Town.
Yeah, you have to like find the right alley and like go to the end of it.
It's in a portal. Like you.
Not twice and like turn left.
Right. And then talk to the old man with the beard and he's going to give you a password. No, I'm just kidding.
And only on Thursdays when it rains.
And you better hope you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're not getting in. I'm just kidding. Okay. Comprendo? Yeah, right. Comprendo. No, it's a coffee house, but it, again, is not catered towards tourists. Even though it's in a very tourist heavy area, if you don't know it's there, you're not going to find it.
Yeah.
Like if you don't know it's there, you're not going to go there. You're not going to be able to, it's hard to find if you don't know it's there. And so I love it because it's in this little courtyard. There's a fountain, it's lush plants and flowers and birds and just, it's beautiful. Yeah. So the aesthetic is there. They make an amazing cup of coffee. They sell whole bean. I actually bought a pound of whole bean today. They had this cake. I had cake for breakfast today, guys.
Just because you're an adult.
I'm an adult. I do what I want. And if I want cake for breakfast, by gosh, I'm going to have cake for breakfast.
That's right.
So they had this, it was called blueberry flapjack cake.
All right.
And it was literally like, it tasted like blueberry pancakes with like cinnamon cream in the middle.
Okay.
It was incredible. I got the last piece and I do not regret it.
Nice.
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah. So Blackbird Coffee House, solid coffee, amazing choices. They also have tea lattes, which there's a lot of tea drinkers out there that it's like, they're not going to go to a coffee house if the tea options aren't great. They have tea options. They have tea lattes. They have hot tea. They have cold brew and nitro, and they have all this great, like they have options for everybody. Mm-hmm. And the inside, it's cozy. It's unique. It's a very New Mexico spot.
It's kind of understated, which is nice.
Right. It's just funky. It's got that quirk that you look for in a good coffee house.
Would you say it's Albert quirky?
I would say that, yes. I would say it's Albuquerque for sure. So yeah, definitely Blackbird Coffee House is up there with me. It's one of those places that I try. This is the selfish part of me.
That one part
that I don't like to share. Yeah. I will take very good friends there and show it to them. And I will take people that I know are not going to go blow it for everybody else. Yeah. Like, I don't want this spot blowing up, guys, because...
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
As I'm saying it on a podcast. Right. But like, I want them to do well, but please don't like be so busy that I can't go there.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell the tourists.
Shh.
Yeah, just don't tell the tourists. It's fine if you're new here. If you're new here, you're going to have an edge. Don't tell the Texans and don't tell the tourists.
Yeah, you don't want us to be, what town is it that we have a t-shirt for now?
Oh yeah, we designed, I designed a t-shirt last night just for fun. It says take back Rudo, so yeah. I think we all know what that means. I don't have to go.
We're just going
to
leave it there.
We're going to leave it there, but it's on the merch site. If you want to buy one of those shirts, it's there for your taking or taking back. Ooh.
So I have two places and they have a theme to them. It is for the view. So one of the things that we have here in the city is an awesome, incredible view. And the first time I took my wife here, we drove in, you know, from I-40. You go through this really narrow mountain pass. And if you ever can drive in at night, because you come through this little craggy pass and all of a sudden the whole city spreads out before you. It's all grid and all the lights like stretch onto the horizon. It's beautiful. So with that being said, I know it's maybe not like super underground, but I still like it for the view. Is Santiago's mm-hmm. at the base of the tram mm-hmm. Of the mountain. Because if you go there just before evening, just before like the dinner rush, and if it's nice, sit out on the patio, get some drinks, get a margarita or two, and just sit and watch the sunset. It's gorgeous. And then the other place that kind of goes along with it that looks the other way, if you go out to Bernalillo, Bosque Brewing's new place.
Yeah, it's Bosque, is it North? Bosque North?
Yeah.
That's a really cool spot too. Mm-hmm. It was a long time in the making, and it was a big barn, I think, that they had converted or something like that, but it's really neat.
Yeah, and the food's really good too.
Yeah, for sure. The other place I've been going as of lately, which is new, actually, it's a newer spot. It wasn't on my radar until recently, is it's a brewery and it's called, oh my gosh.
She's blanking.
Oh my gosh, this never happens to me.
She forgot what she was going to say on the air.
So weird. Oh my gosh.
I do this every time.
Gravity Bound. There it is. Said it. It's called Gravity Bound, and it's kind of by Marble. It's downtown on 3rd Street.
There's been a lot of breweries down there.
Yeah, it's a corridor for them. No, it's on 3rd Street by the courthouse. It's like across the street.
Oh, okay.
It's in a little nook. I think the owners are from Colorado, from what I understand, but they moved here. Suck it, Colorado.
Ha, 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 ha.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
I'm not sorry. It's just because we're better.
It's true. It's science.
I mean, it's science. It's human nature.
That's the way it is.
I'm just kidding. Colorado, we have nothing but love for you, but seriously, you got a little competition coming your way. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not competition. We're just...
Ooh. He just dropped the mic.
I did. Wait, not literally, but...
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically speaking.
So Gravity Bound is really cool. They have solid beer. It's good. They have a patio, so you can sit outside. It's nice and airy. They have a food truck that parks there, so you can get something to eat. Mm-hmm. The other thing I really like is that they have kombucha on tap, which...
You're a big kombucha fan.
I am, and it's because sometimes I'll go to breweries, and I'm like not really in the mood to drink, especially when it's really, really hot outside.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line for me where it gets really hot, and I'm like, this is going to make me really sleepy.
Well, and then also, you know, we've had to sit outside and it's been really hot down here, you know, so I get that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I have to be in the right mode, but kombucha is a good kind of middle ground. Mm-hmm. It's like fermented just a little bit. It's not too much. It's crisp. It's refreshing. So they have a really good kombucha on tap, and it's got Palo Santo, which is, it's like a woody kind of earthy taste. Mm-hmm. And I think they mix it with a jasmine. It is incredible. It's phenomenal. I would honestly go there just for the kombucha. So I definitely like Gravity Bound. That's kind of a new spot for me that I've been sort of checking out lately, that I've been to a lot, that I really like, that's been just like newer on my radar. So
yeah. No, and it's funny, I'm thinking of more and more places as we're talking. And, you know, I mean, again, it's all weird with COVID and, you know, the event and all that, but I miss Anodyne.
Me too.
And I really was enjoying going to Safe House.
Yeah, Safe House, and we had a previous interview with them. You can catch it. It was last winter, and it's in our backlog. But, yeah, it's a great spot. And they...
We have to interview Anodyne sometime.
I know. Well, someday. Anodyne, so, people...
If you're listening.
If you're listening, you've been on our wish list for a long time.
Yeah,
I'll grovel. It's fine. I'll do it. Please... Please be on our podcast, please.
Please, please.
Pretty, with the cherry on top.
Please let us interview you.
We'll buy you a beer.
Ooh, we will.
Yeah, so Anodyne is one of those spots. It's like classic. I actually met my husband there. Yeah. So Anodyne is the place for love stories in Albuquerque to happen. True. There's no, ain't no love story like an Anodyne love story.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. It's science.
It's a fact of life.
It's a fact of life. It is a scientific fact. yeah, so Anodyne will always and forever have a special spot in my heart. It's also, again, not that bar that it's downtown, but you're not going to find tourists going there.
No, it's kind of tucked up in a way. And if you miss the door, you like,
you're not going to know.
Because it's like one door that takes you upstairs. And then there's a guy checking IDs at the top. And there's dogs and there's pool tables and there's like low light. And
it hasn't changed in 10 years. Because, yes, I've been going to Anodyne for a decade now.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, I don't want to date myself. But I've been going for 10 years. I do get a little sad when I go in there and it's like a bunch of 21-year-olds. And I'm like, don't do this now. Like, don't ruin this for me. But I get it. And I think there's a certain... I feel like the Anodyne that I like now, being a 36-year-old adult woman...
Ooh, she said her date, her age.
I did. 1983, baby. read it and weep. It's fine. I'm okay with it. But yeah, the Anodyne that I like now at my age is not the... It's not the Friday night, Saturday night Anodyne.
Like the packed, you know?
Yeah, it's... I mean, and that was fine for when I was that age. But But now it's the late afternoon after work on a weekday Anodyne.
Okay.
Where there's still a little bit of light coming through. You know, you can see the plants and you can see all the decor. Yeah. It's still light inside enough to where it's day. But you're in that environment and you can really appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
Spoken like an old person.
The aesthetic. I like it. I like it before all those young people come.
It's true. I mean, I like when I can actually sit down at a booth or at the bar and have a drink and enjoy the surroundings and not be like, right. And not be like shoulder to shoulder pushed out by like a 21-year-old who's taking shots because it's their birthday and they just like ordered a lemon drop because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there, right? Like we've all been all that 21-year-old, but here's the thing. I'm not 21 anymore. I want to go have a solid beer selection, which they do. They have an incredible beer selection.
Really good.
And sometimes it's like going to the library of beers and being like, oh man, I don't know what I'm in the mood for. And they'll ask you and you're just like, I don't know.
When I go, I usually get a Hobgoblin.
That's a good choice. I like Old Rasputin.
Yeah, that's good. That'll kick you in the face.
That'll kick you in the face.
Yeah.
Just like communism.
Just like Rasputin.
Right. I like a good Old Rasputin. And then there's a soba ale. It's called Morimoto.
Okay.
It's a rice beer.
Okay.
And I swear Anodyne is like the only place in town you can get it.
Yeah.
And it's a bomber, so you have to find a friend to share it with or drink it very slowly.
Yeah.
But that's what, you know, that's the kind of stuff I like. Like, and they have the thing that I love about Anodyne too, the classic piece of me that has grown with my age is Anodyne used to have this jukebox. And it was quirky. Sometimes it would work. Sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes it would skip your songs. Sometimes it would play songs that you didn't even pay for. And it would just be like, oh, okay, we're doing that now. All right, fine. The remote sounds good.
It sounds like a How I Met Your Mother episode.
Right. Well, somebody met their mother there.
Hey, kids.
Or somebody's mother was met there, rather. But now they've replaced it with like a digital jukebox.
Mm.
But I'm just like, this is such a symbolic thing. It's like,
how could you? No. This is a good.
The jukebox and I have both evolved.
Right.
And I feel good about it.
Okay. But you know about things changing downtown. There's something that I'd like to bring up that is no longer there.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Bert's.
It hurts my heart.
Bert's Tiki Lounge.
I miss you, Bert's. You were the unicorn. You were the unicorn of all bars. Especially in downtown Albuquerque. People came to see Bert's Tiki Lounge. Okay, I'm going to side note this real quick because
okay.
We're talking bars.
Right.
We've evolved from breakfast and Eggs Benedict to bars.
It's the kind of time we live in.
This is the time we live in. Bert's Thursday nights. If you are my age and you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
And I think we can all agree that DJ Eve was maybe the best DJ in Albuquerque ever.
I can't do PBR anymore.
She's a legend. PBR just tastes like hipster tears now.
Well, it was 75 cent PBR night.
Yeah.
And that's good and very bad.
It's very good for most people. 75 cents PBR and Flaming Volcano drinks, which you should never drink. Your liver does not want that.
It's
okay. Funny. Even with your friends, it's too much.
And you're old person.
If you can light it on fire, you probably shouldn't drink it. Gosh. Mom and Dad, if you're hearing this, you can turn it off now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Burt's was like the epitome of all things happening in downtown Albuquerque in a certain circuit of people.
Well, it truly was weird, but like cool weird.
It was the kind of hipster, kitschy, low-key thing that it needed to be for the time for a certain group of people in Albuquerque. And Bert, I don't know if anyone remembers Blackbird Buvet, but it was kind of the same thing. It was
Blackbird.
Bert's Tiki Lounge, Atomic Cantina, and Blackbird Buvet, because yes, I stole a menu once.
I stole a menu too.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah, that's
and
why,
related.
Why we're related.
Is stealing menus from Blackbird like a genetic trait?
I don't know, but I was unpacking stuff from Missouri because we finally finished.
I gave you that.
Did
menu.
You?
Yes.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
I was like, when did I steal this?
I did it.
That also makes sense. So, okay, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and I have a pressing bar-related question for you.
Okay.
Okay.
What's Up ABQ is all about supporting local businesses, and we're proud to be sponsored by Daisy Sticker Company. Fun stickers and affordable prices. Daisy Sticker Company can put your business, group, or team on a decal, cup, pop socket, and business card. Contact Daisy Sticker on Instagram at Daisy Sticker Co. They'll work with your logo, graphics, or can make a custom design just for you. They even created the What's Up ABQ sticker. Add the promo code PODCAST for 10% off your purchase. Daisy Sticker Company. Cool stickers, cool prices. Contact Daisy Sticker on Instagram at Daisy Sticker Co. Sponsors of What's Up ABQ.
And we're back. And we are talking bars and breakfast and all things Albuquerque.
And Burke. Burke?
Burke.
Burke.
Yeah, I can't even, my tongue doesn't do that anymore.
Huh.
Okay, so back in the day, and you dubbed him, you saw him, you know where I'm going with this.
I do know where you're going with this.
Tell us about the hipster king.
Are you going to make me do this on the podcast?
Yes, I am. Long live the king.
Long live the king. God rest his soul wherever he may be. May he reign eternal on all hipsters in places everywhere. Yes. Okay, the legend of the hipster king. Here we go. Nay, the duke.
No, he's somebody else.
Of Albuquerque. Okay, so there was this guy, and I was probably in my early 20s, and we would see him everywhere, and he was the epitome of cool, right? Like, you look at him, and you're like, guys want to be that guy. He is cool AF. He does not give any ifs about anything except for just being here now and being cool. And the thing about him was that he was like not even trying. And that's what made him cool. He was not even trying.
He was the hipster's hipster.
Right. He was the hipster for every man's hipster. And so you'd see this guy. And the funny thing is, every time we'd see the hipster, we used to call him the hipster king. We'd dub him the hipster king because he was just so cool. We were like, that guy is the king of all hipsters. He does not even need to try. You know, he had the cool girlfriend who was like always there. And she was just like super cool too. And he had the entourage of people who were just hanging out with him, you know, just to get a minute with that coolness. And so we'd see him. And every time we would see him, the place we would be at would be kind of quiet or dead. Like, he'd be there. And then after he'd leave, the spot would blow up. So we always used to dub him the hipster king because he was cool before everybody else knew it was cool. And then everybody else would show up, and then we were like, oh, well, clearly he's moved on because, you know, he's cooler than this. So we used to see the hipster king everywhere. And one night I finally had the guts to go up and be like, hey, dude, so my friends and I have this like scenario. And I just want to let you know that you're like, we consider you like the hipster king. And I felt like I need to tell you that. So I did. And it was super awkward. But the thing is, I'm glad I said it, because every city has a guy like that who knows what's going on. Or maybe it's a lady. Like, every city has that person who is on the radar. They know what's going on. They are like the nightlife extraordinaire. You see them everywhere. They're like a token person when you go out. If they're there, you know that spot is hot. And that was just the hipster king. So it's just kind of funny that you brought that up. So yeah, the hipster king was a thing in my 20s, and he has since moved on, probably to a city that is going to be cool in the next 5 years that we know nothing about right now. It's probably some obscure place that we've never even heard of, and then in 5 years, it's going to be where hipsters go to retire. It's going to be the new Portland, because he's probably there right now.
Well, you know, and I loved when I'd come back from college, and I'd always want updates about the hipster king, and then one day you told me there was trouble in the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember exactly what the situation was, but I know that we saw him and he did not look as hipstery. He looked like he was on his way out. And I was like, uh-oh.
And then there was a hipster Duke.
The Duke. Yeah, there's a hipster Duke, man. And he's about to come up. So, yeah, we kind of gauged nightlife based on the hipster king. We were 20 something. Like, don't judge me.
What? Didn't you go to a party at Sidetrack?
Yeah.
Before it was Sidetrack?
I did. We don't
see. You're like hipstery too. Like, how do you know these places? How do you know these places? Because I would come back from college and like everything had changed in town, and you're like, oh, check out this random cool little side place, and it has. I feel like it's like something that like what is it on the Saturday Night Live? It's got everything.
Stefan.
It's like a Stefan place, but like no really.
I don't know. It's a gift and a curse. I have no idea. But yeah, back to circle it around.
Oh,
okay. No, I mean, yeah, let's circle this back around. We don't need to dive into my 20s right now. We can leave it there. Let's leave it in the 2000s where it belongs. Yeah, Burt's was the spot. I remember hearing that there was this underground group of people who like, they were like tiki bar connoisseurs.
Fancy.
All over the U.S., right?
What?
And Burt's was in like the top five.
Well, yeah.
I know. I'm like, well, clearly.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting because apparently Burt's was like pretty famous, like in certain like groups of people. So I miss you, Burt's. When you said no cover ever, and then you moved locations and started charging a cover, I got really disappointed.
Not cool.
And that's not cool, Burt's. And yeah, now they're shut down.
Yeah.
And I'm sad about it. But at the same time, it's the end of an era.
Yeah.
So New Mexico, there's a space for that type of establishment. We're ready. We're ready for the next wave, whatever it may be.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I'm trying to think of other things like when we first moved here.
I want to shout one more bar.
Okay, shout it out.
Okay, it's my favorite bar as of right now. You know what it is.
I do.
It's Bar Uno.
Bar Uno.
It's the size of a walk-in closet plus maybe a small bathroom.
See, but those are the cool, those are great places.
They are.
I went there while waiting for a movie.
Yes, it's incredible. It's downtown. Yeah. It's very small, teeny tiny, teeny tiny.
And if you blink it, you don't know where to go. Like, you miss it.
Right. And I really hope that Bar Uno makes it through this COVID stuff because they make a killer Dark and Stormy. Best I've ever had. One guy running the bar. It's very tiny, very small little spot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it almost, yeah, if you don't know it's there, you're not going to go. But it's
like a side street. It's like 3rd Street or something.
Yeah, it's like 3rd and Central. It's like if you are by the Sunshine Theater.
Yeah.
The Sunshine Theater, it's kind of on the side of that. But it's a solid spot. It's a great spot. Lots of good memories there. I actually one time was there and somebody was having his birthday and his friends brought him birthday cake and he was like sharing with us. So we all had birthday cake for this stranger in Bar Uno and it was great. It's just this teeny tiny little room and it's like, we're all in this room together. Let's have some cake.
It makes sense.
Only in Albuquerque.
Right.
So that's like probably my other favorite bar in Albuquerque. In Santa Fe, I do have a couple favorite bars. Okay. I just want to shout quickly. Two of them. Number one is the Matador. If you want to feel like you are in a dingy Brooklyn bar, complete with the punk rock, the cement floors.
Yeah, because it really is a dive bar.
It is a dive bar
like,
in a basement.
Off the square and you'd never find it.
No. And it's cash only.
Yep.
And they're going to treat you like garbage. Like you're going to go in there and they're going to treat you like shit. But that's part of its appeal. I know that sounds super weird.
Well, but it's refreshing in Santa Fe.
Yeah,
because you like literally exactly. pop your head up and it's like, you know, like shops with no price tags on anything. And like everybody looks like they're like in like a Santa Fe magazine. And like
One time I went to Santa Fe and had some lady rub lotion on my hand. I was walking by. She's like, try this lotion. It's blah, blah, blah. And she gave me a sample and I looked up the sample and it was $900 lotion. For a bottle of it. And I was like, oh my good God. But yes, it's very refreshing because you go into the Matador. It's literally in a basement of an old building. Stairs straight down. Cash only. You're not going to know it's there unless you know it's there.
There's no sign for it, I think.
They're not pretentious, uppity a-holes. They're very like, what do you want? Yeah. I think your drinks get served in plastic cups even. Like
yeah.
That's...
Yeah, no, I think they do.
Yeah, it's very punk rock.
Yeah.
I love it. So thank you, Matador, for being you. Keep being you. You're the best. If you're going upscale and uppity in Santa Fe and you want a really good quality cocktail and you want to pay a price for it too, Secreto inside the Hotel St. Francis is amazing. They do like, they muddle all their herbs. They do all the in-house syrups. They do, it's really good. You're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for the price. I mean, it's worth it, but that's like a quality crafted cocktail. Mm-hmm. And the last spot in Santa Fe that I want to shout out is Low and Slow.
Okay.
It is a lowrider themed bar.
Yes.
And they're probably the nicest bartenders in Santa Fe. They're very down to earth. They're very nice, given that they are inside, I think it's the Hotel Chimayo. Mm-hmm. They're in the lobby. They are super nice people. They have solid drinks. They're not overly like gougingly expensive. They're reasonable. It's a great spot to go. My husband and I like to go there when we go up to Santa Fe and just have a drink. We usually go to Low and Slow. In the summer, you can sit on the patio and relax. In the wintertime, they have a nice fireplace. You can sit inside. It's real cozy.
And I love going to Santa Fe when it's snowing.
Yeah.
You know, like there's something about it. And like, I know everybody wants to go in the summer and the spring and whatever, but like, there's nothing like being in northern New Mexico. And I was just talking about this before, because I love Las Vegas, New Mexico for when it's snowy and it's quiet and maybe you got a fire going, you know, yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's amazing.
Yeah. So those are my Santa Fe picks. If I had to pick a couple bars in Santa Fe, that would definitely be it for me. So, and then locally in Santa Fe, since we're on this tangent, I'm on a Santa Fe roll.
Go for it.
If you want to go somewhere that is off the beaten trail of tourist restaurants in Santa Fe, it is not a tourist spot at all. It's been there for, I want to say like 50, 60 years now. It's moved locations a couple times, but it's called Tiny's. It's family friendly. It's great food. It's solid Santa Fe, New Mexican food, like neighborhood New Mexican food.
Yeah. And I was always jealous that you got to live there for a little while too, by the way.
Thanks for that. It was hard to live there when you're 20 and broke, but yeah, it was an experience for sure. Yeah, Tiny's is a great spot. It's family owned. It's been owned and operated in Santa Fe for 50 years. My husband's grandfather used to go there in his 20s. So it's a solid family establishment. It's definitely Santa Fe. It's definitely working class Santa Fe. It's not bougie. It's not touristy. It's a good spot to go eat and still get that Santa Fe food you want without the price tag. So,
and I've been really liking what Iconic's been doing with their new place up there.
Yeah. Iconic Guadalupe. That's a good spot. You know, it's funny. We used to live down the street. We used to walk by that building all the time. And we'd be like, this would be a great bar or coffee shop. This would be a great spot.
And now it is.
And now it is. Yeah, Iconic Coffee up in Santa Fe. You can't go wrong. The other spot in Santa Fe that I like for coffee is called Better Day Coffee. Mm-hmm. They serve Stumptown, which is a Portland coffee. So, you know, I like Better Day Coffee. They're a little bit off the plaza, too, kind of in a shopping center area. They're not as well known in that, like if you're in the plaza area, but if you go a little bit off the plaza.
No, it's not Bookworks, is it, that's up there? What's the bookstore?
Yeah.
Bookworks? Yeah, I love that. I was there again when it was snowing once, and like cozy Santa Fe bookstore.
No, it's not Bookworks.
It's not Bookworks.
Is in the North Valley, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we're confused.
Oh my gosh, we're getting it all wrong. There's a bookstore there. Imagine that, a bookstore in Santa Fe.
I want to say it's like Water Street Books. Now I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. It's a book something, isn't it? But like they have Iconic inside.
Right, that's one of their locations.
For yeah, coffee. Yeah, and again, like...
Collected Works.
Collected Works. Is. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Collected Works.
Bookworks is great too, in Albuquerque. Yeah, no, that's another solid spot.
Yeah, actually the owner was briefly on our interview with Tidal Wave.
Yeah.
With his new baby girl.
That's right. Yeah. This is a baby. Yeah, so that's... Santa Fe has some good spots. Mm-hmm. If you can seek them out and get away from the plaza and all the touristy stuff. Mm-hmm. There's some really good spots, and I'm fortunate enough to, like, because my husband's from there, I kind of get to explore, I think, a side of Santa Fe that not a lot of people get to see unless they're local or they've lived here for a while. So, yeah.
No. And again, now I'm thinking northern New Mexico, which I feel like we need to go to more places in northern New Mexico. If you're ever going through Las Vegas, New Mexico, you have to go to Charlie's Spick and Span.
That's worth a trip to Las Vegas by itself.
Oh yeah.
It's classic. It's Charlie's Spick and Span is delicious.
And so what we would do is we would go camping or hiking up in the Sangre de Cristos, because I used to work at a camp up there. And it's nothing better than I remember we got caught in a thunderstorm last year in August, and we were hiking up there. And so we're freezing cold, you know, because it like rained and hailed and we're soaked. We drive down the mountain and we're trying to warm up Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
No, that's for sure. So I wanted to kind of talk quickly about this too. We've touched on some stuff in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, but like if you're new to New Mexico, there's some places I feel like you need to explore, not just in Albuquerque, but day trips, weekend trips, places you need to go just to see and discover. I'm going to shout out Silver City.
Yeah.
Silver City is a great spot. It is a place that I had not been to until recently, and I loved it. It was like mini Santa Fe, very artsy, has a lot going on. There's a lot of little bookshops and antique stores and coffee shops and like little breweries and pubs. And it's got so much personality, so much character. You could easily spend a weekend there just exploring. Mm-hmm. There's a college there. It's very scenic. You go to the Gila National Wilderness and there's stuff to do. Yep. And then there's Fayetteville Hot Springs, which is about an hour outside of Silver City. Mm-hmm. Maybe less than that, maybe like 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you can go soak in the hot springs out in the middle of nowhere. But you can also camp at these hot springs. You can bring your trailer. You can rent a bunkhouse and just spend the night. And it's so relaxing. It's so beautiful. So if you need a place to go for a weekend getaway in New Mexico, you're tired, you're bored, you're like, okay, I've seen the metro, I've seen Santa Fe. What else is there to do right now that's not the Jemez? Because the Jemez is good, but I feel like it's...
Everybody knows about it now.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say go to Silver City and go to Fayetteville Hot Springs. Yeah. There's some other hot springs called Riverbend in Tier C mm-hmm. that a friend of mine swears by, which she says they're affordable. I haven't been yet, but I'm supposed to go with her, so I'm excited about that. You can get a cabin. You can get like access to the springs. You can spend the night in their little like guest suites. It's supposed to be really nice. So there's a lot of hot springs around that you can kind of check out.
Yeah.
And the other place I want to go to in Las Vegas is called Bar Castaneda.
Uh-huh.
Castaneda. I'm going to say
Castaneda, I think.
Maybe. It's inside the Hotel Castaneda. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, but they have got me hooked by their Instagram. Like, I haven't even been there yet. And I look at their Instagram and I'm like, I got to get over there. So one of these days.
One of these days. And I love Santa Fe too. Las Vegas. I was married up in the mountains up there. If you are looking for great hiking that isn't like tons of people everywhere, go park up at the El Porvenir camp and go, if you're in shape, go for Hermit's Peak. It's incredible. And it's like, you can see Texas from on top. Like it's amazing. You can camp on top. There's a local legend about a hermit who used to live there. There's a spring on top. It's incredible. There's Bear Cave if you want to take something easier. That's just along the River Canyon there. If you talk to El Porvenir Christian Camp, you can go to Sunrise Peak. You can go, there's an old copper mine up there, which is really cool. And like the railroad tracks from the 1800s are still in it, which is just so cool. Some places that I still want to go, I still want to go to Blue Hole.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Blue Hole. Yeah. It's on my list. I also would encourage you, if you have not been to the Very Large Array,
yeah,
to go see that. It is worth seeing. It is, I honestly wasn't expecting much when we went, and I was blown away. It was phenomenal. The yeah. science and the technology and just the sheer magnitude of it is incredible. Go see the Very Large Array if you get a chance. It's pretty great. It's a short day trip out of Albuquerque.
Same venue, but ancient. I love Chaco Canyon. I went there once and it was so cool. It was like, this stuff is so old and it's huge and it's massive. And like, I went there and luckily they were actually having Native American dances.
Oh, cool.
It was, and I was like, here, we'll teach you how to do it. And like, so we were all like dancing a friendship dance. I know it sounds like, but these sorts of things happen.
No, they do. And that's the best part about New Mexico is I feel like there's always something to be discovered. Mm-hmm. We did that when we were in Silver City. We took a little trip out of Silver City one day to Mogollon, which is a ghost town. And it winds up a very narrow one lane. And I say one lane, that's being generous.
It's like a trail.
It's yeah, it's pretty narrow. It's a small little cliffside road that winds and winds and winds. And you get really high up on this ridge and this mountain. And you're like, okay, but where are we going? Because this is really high. Mm-hmm. And then you start descending into this canyon and there's this ghost town. There's still residents there. It's very cool. It's very historical. It's really neat to see. There's a small cemetery above it that you can check out, which is really interesting if you like history. It's a really cool spot. And then you can also go to the Gila Cliff Monument, Cliff Dwellings.
It's on my list.
And that's outside of Silver City too. So you can easily make a couple day trip out of just going to that area. Lincoln, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Super cool. Lots of Billy the Kid history. Yeah. Fun for kids. Fun to walk around. Kind of get that Old West feel. Fort Sumner is super cool. They were in the middle of renovating it last time I was there, but you can walk around the old buildings. The campus is beautiful. You can explore. It's a great place to just like take your family and let loose.
Madrid
is very cool. Madrid, however you say
it. It was Madrid.
You can say it however you want to say
it.
good day trip away from Albuquerque. Not even far, just, yeah. You know, different
scenery. It's also scenery. Like, if you get tired of driving I-25, like, and you want to go to Santa Fe, take the back way.
See, I love the back way to Santa Fe because you can do Madrid, you can go through Cerritos. Yeah. There's so many beautiful scenic things that you can do the back way to Santa Fe. Yeah, there's a lot. And then there's actually a brewery and restaurant on the back way to Santa Fe, like right outside.
Or something.
No, it's on the back way almost into Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Bear Creek.
Yeah. I've driven past. I've never stopped. I've always wanted to.
So I had a beer there. It was delicious. Okay. Their pizza, I didn't eat because I had just eaten, but their pizza smelled really good. I think it's like oven-fired pizza. So check that out. It's a good little kind of getaway. And, oh my gosh, I had one more spot I wanted to shout, and I can't think now.
It's Roswell, isn't it?
No. It is not Roswell. If you want, I do want to go to the Roswell Alien Festival in the summer. I think that would be worth checking out and taking the kids to. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And something different. Yeah. I feel like if you've been to Roswell, you've been to Roswell, you've seen it. Yeah. You kind of know.
Alien heads at the Walmart.
You know their deal.
Yeah.
I'm not dissing on Roswell. I mean, you know what Roswell's about. Yeah. And that's cool. That's, they're doing their thing. I respect it. Like, right on. You guys do you. There's just so many little nooks and crannies,
and there's big things and little things. So like, there's Carlsbad,
which I've never been to, which is on my list.
And I've been there. I've been once, and it was so cool. And like, all the bats come out.
Pecos.
Yeah, right.
Badly.
Right. Or like, you know, go. I love, and it's just a little thing, but I love going to Old Town Albuquerque on Christmas Eve and get a hot chocolate and a tamale from a street vendor and just walk around.
Yep. There's something to be said about New Mexico Christmas and that feeling. Yeah. I like White Sands. That was fun. We took our kids.
I haven't been and I want to.
Super fun. Yep. Bring sunscreen and don't get lost.
Don't go off the trail.
Yeah. For real, people have died out there. Like, don't go off the trail, guys. There's a reason that there's a trail, and there's a reason they tell you to bring water and sunscreen and don't just follow the advice. Right. Follow the directions, guys. Yeah. I mean,
Pie Town
is cool. Been to Pie Town. Mm-hmm. Had pie in Pie Town. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth a trip. Yeah. There's just like so many of these little things that I just feel like I know I'm leaving something out.
Yeah, I know, me too.
And to all of those things, if
I'm sorry.
I know, I'm sorry to all of the things I've left out. Gosh, I, you know, I'm always looking for stuff to do with our kids. We like to go to the Salinas Monument.
Where is that?
It's ruins. It's some ruins. It's kind of by mountain air.
Okay.
It's a quick drive.
Okay.
Out of Albuquerque on the east side of the mountains.
Yeah, that massive. Pueblo. Yeah, the massive ruins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so. I've been there once, and it's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's historical. You can wander around in the ruins. Mm-hmm. It's surreal, but it's a great piece of history. Really interesting. That's a super cool spot to go check out. I want to do whitewater rafting. I want to do the Taos Box.
I was just going to say that because that's, you see, like they rate it like 1 to 5 and like Taos Box is like 5+.
Yeah. It's for experience. You always see the rafters going off the side of the road. Like when you're heading up to Taos, there's different like drop off spots for the rafters. I really want to go. It's one of those things. If you get a chance and you want to get away and you want something that's kind of quirky, but not as like rugged, going to Taos and staying in one of the Earth ships, you can rent them. Uh-huh. I did that recently and it was so much fun. It was such an experience. It was bizarre and cool and unique and something I probably never would have done if COVID wouldn't have happened, honestly. That was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Go rent an Earth ship.
Because when are you going to be able to do that? That's the thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I see all these amazing things and places and people and stuff. And it's like, I used to be, I'll do that someday. And maybe.
Someday's now. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, like, I feel like it was after I finally started writing one of my books. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go do this. And you know what? If it sets me back a little, this just means that I lived a full life.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's true. I think you have to plan these little getaways too, just to don't ever stop exploring your backyard.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for constantly searching and exploring and looking for new experiences. And I think if COVID has taught us anything, especially in our family, it's that it's not about stuff. It's about experiences and the people you share them with. Yeah. Because right now, even though, things are starting to open up again a little bit, we only really can bet on the experiences we have and the people that are around us.
Yeah.
And so that's the constant. And so never stop exploring, especially in New Mexico. It's a great place to explore. There's so much and there's so much history. Yeah, I learn something new almost daily about where I live, and that's pretty cool. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Ryan, is if you had a favorite spot in Albuquerque to relax, meditate, catch your breath, ponder, have a moment of quiet to yourself, where would that be? It's a hard question.
It is a hard question because there's, okay, there's like places. See, I feel like I have two lives about Albuquerque. I have the Albuquerque when I lived here in middle school and high school. And then I have the Albuquerque now. And it's very, very different. I think mine typically are set in time. I'm only going to get Christmas Eve in Old Town on Christmas Eve in Old Town, you know? And like, I don't want to have to say anything. I just want to be able to be there and wander around. I remember, like, when I moved away, I missed things like that, you know, and I could only have them there, like, there. I don't know, like, going out to the peak, you know, or, you know, watching the sunset from Santiago's, or, I don't know, I found one time on the West Mesa, I found a park dedicated to homicide victims in this random neighborhood, and it looked back over Albuquerque, and it was just quiet and contemplative, and I don't know. Also, I know it's kind of simple, but every morning I'll walk along the Arroyo near my house, and I'll do it in the morning about 6:30 or 7, and nobody's out yet, and even Coors is relatively quiet. There's no, you know, speed racers. You can hear them going, rah, you know. Yeah. But I'll walk in the morning, and, like, you hear the winds of the cottonwoods. You see the water going through the Arroyo. There's a rooster that, like, crows funny that I named Roger. And you see hummingbirds. And you see the bees, and you listen, and you see the sky, and you see, like, how the clouds are, and if the sky is a certain way, there can be weather in a couple of days, and you just walk and listen and breathe, and that's the place I can go to in my mind. That's the place that I go to, and I'll meditate. I'll make a point to not think when I'm walking. And so when I'm not here, I can immediately in my mind go to those places. I can go to Christmas Eve Old Town. I can go to, you know, Night View of Albuquerque. I can go to the little walk I do in the morning. And if I didn't live here, I wouldn't be able to experience those things.
I like that. I think for me, and then we'll wrap up here, there's a tiny, teeny, teeny, tiny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny chapel in Old Town. It's inside this teeny little plaza called the Plaza Escondida, which means hiding plaza. And it's called the Chapel of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's very small. It is, again, off the beaten path of most tourists. It's in a plaza that I think houses like one or two businesses and an apartment complex. It's kind of tucked back away from the main area of Old Town. It's this teeny tiny little plaza. It's very small. It's like one room chapel, I mean, and you can go in and it's just there's a simple little altar there. There's a guest book there, but it's strangely quiet and it is a good place to go and contemplate. It's peaceful and it's just beautiful. So I that's where I go. If I really want to think, I'll go park in Old Town. I'll grab a coffee at Blackbird Coffee and I'll take a walk over there. The other spot that I like, and I've driven this and I've walked it too, is North Edith Boulevard. Mm-hmm. It is in the North Valley. It kind of parallels Balloon Fiesta Park a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think I took you there once when you were visiting. And it dead ends at the Pueblo, at Sandia Pueblo. But it's just a very old, hidden stretch of road. There's houses, but they're very old. It's very tucked away in the valley. Yeah. And then if you pull over to the side, you can walk along the arroyos and stuff and see. And again, it's in this middle of the city, but it's very removed from that feeling of the city. Yeah. So that's kind of where I go to relax. And it's funny how in New Mexico, you find kind of your place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Nice.
Do you have any... I almost said closing arguments. Any closing arguments?
I object.
I don't know. I think that's really it. I just explore your backyard.
Yeah.
Go explore your city and your state and your, you know, your region. There's so much to see.
And live life while you have it.
And if you have any questions about any of the places we've mentioned, hit us up on Instagram. That's the best way to get a hold of us. We're always posting local spots on Instagram because we want you guys to go there and support local always.
And tell us what it's like when you go. Because we want to. And thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Take care.
What's Up ABQ asks you to show some love and to shop our local businesses, Albuquerque. We're proud to support our friends at Mama Bear Candle Company in Gifts, New Mexico, a local business with local crafts located at the intersection of Candelaria and Eubank in the Scottsdale Village Shopping Center, 3107 Eubank Northeast. Mama Bear Candles and Gifts specializes in locally made products handmade by local artisans. If you love candles, Mama Bear has an incredible selection of scents to fill your home with soothing aromas like coffeehouse, lavender vanilla, and good old New Mexico pine. Bring your pet while you shop. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 at 3107 Eubank in the Scottsdale Village Shopping Center. You can also order online at MamaBearCandlesNM.com and pick up your order at the store. Handcrafted from our home to yours, Mama Bear Candle Company in Gifts, New Mexico is What's Up ABQ. MamaBearCandlesNM.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of What's Up ABQ, the podcast about all the great things, people, and places in the Duke City. Every week, we introduce you to local businesses and establishments that we hope you'll continue to support during this weird time of social distancing. If you would like to be featured on a future episode, contact us at abqwhatsup@gmail.com or visit whatsupabq.com. What's Up ABQ is part of the Borellis Podcasters Guild and is produced by Ryan Freeman and Lindsay Dominguez with post-production by Paul Nixon at paulnixonvo.com. Support local businesses you hear about on this podcast. Let us know about other ones we should feature and leave us a review on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to What's Up ABQ, and we'll talk to you next week.